WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It is week 6 of the Bossy Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We'll hear from the head coach, Stephen Mullen, as he breaks down last week against North and gets ready for this upcoming week against Memorial, one of the best teams in the state, maybe the best team in the area. What's the game plan? What's the approach against Memorial as the Bulldogs still look for their first win of the season? We're going to find out together with the head coach, Stephen Mullen, on this program, all brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and United Fidelity Bank. All right, we'll take a step aside, and Stephen Mullen, the head coach of the Bossy Bulldogs, will join us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000 square foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rates, or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
And we're back on week 6 of the Bossy Football Show with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, coach. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, breaking down last week's game against North, and the Huskies had a really big performance for them, and they had a lot to prove, and they went out and proved it, 34-8, a win for North. But for you guys, how would you evaluate your team and how they played on Friday?
You know, we continued to improve last week. You know, I think Aiden and the receivers had about 280 yards passing and receiving, so... you know, once again, we were able to move the ball. We just, once again, struggled when we get in the red zone. You know, and I even joked with my offensive coordinator. I was like, we got something to get us in the red, you know, because our end zones are red now. So, but, you know, overall, we are pleased. I mean, you know, it was 27-8 there till about the last 40 seconds of the game, and then North punched one in with 40 seconds left in the game.
And again, Stephen Mullen here on
get it to 30.
Right, Stephen Mullen here on WREF. Now, it seemed like North really struck first early in that first and second quarter, going for their 27 points in the first half. What do you think it was that allowed them to get off to such a hot start?
Mainly mistakes and turnovers that we had, and they capitalized on all of them. Aiden did throw some picks, which is understandable for a freshman quarterback. So a lot of it, came off of turnovers and great field position. I got to give it to my defense in the second half. They kept them, from scoring there until probably the last 40 seconds of the game.
You look at this game, and, the defense in the first half giving up the 27 points, but buckling down heavily in the second half. Can you pinpoint exactly what it was that really clicked after halftime to allow your defense to succeed?
They kind of listened to the adjustments that we had at halftime. I told them they got to keep us in the game, that, we're driving the ball down the field and we're just not able to capitalize in the end zone yet, but that might come. So if you can, keep them here at 27, like I've always said, we got to score at least 35 to win the game in the SIC, which is a tall task in just a half, but definitely against a great defense that North has. But, we just challenged our defense to keep us in the game, and they were able to do that. So now the offense just has to kind of come through and finish their drives.
Who stuck out on defense that really helped that defense, especially in the second half?
Tyreek Robbins was the big one. He played safety and corner. He had a couple interceptions there that kind of, stalled some North drives. As well as our D tackles, we use probably about five or six of them right now with some of the scheme stuff that we're doing. Our defensive end, Darion Fellows, had a great game. Outside linebacker Antonio Floyd, had a handful of tackles. He caused a fumble or two. So all those guys definitely stepped up on the defensive side of the ball this week.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, breaking down last week's loss against North and Bossy. Getting closer and closer Friday night to a big game as well. We'll talk about that later on in the program as they prepare for Memorial, one of the better teams you'll find in the area. That and more on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
You've got places to go. And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate. or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week six of the Bossy Football Show with the head coach Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. And we talked about the North game from last Friday, Coach, but I do want to go a little bit closer and talk about the offense because we only alluded to Aiden Boyd and the receivers, and certainly a really strong game for your freshman quarterback for the most part. Got that team down the field, had some trouble punching it in once you got into the red area, had some interceptions, but overall he was moving the offense, he was moving the chains. So how would you evaluate Aiden Boyd still in the infancy of his varsity career?
You know, overall, he did great. You know, he kind of stepped up against, you know, a North defense that's been playing very good. You know, and he battled. He ran the ball hard. You know, he runs it between the tackles as well. He's got, you know, a little bit of, you know, running back in him from, you know, years of playing that as well. So, you know, he stepped up, you know, made some big throws, kept his eyes down the field, extended plays. But then he also obviously made some freshman mistakes and a kid that's never played quarterback. You know, through some interceptions in some key situations, which is fine. We told him that's going to happen, definitely with how fast the varsity football is going and how fast, you know, DBs and linebackers are flying around. You're going to throw some interceptions. Just shake it off. Don't hang your head and get back out there and continue to make throws that, you know, you've been working on each week.
So that was your message to him, shake it off, don't hang your head. But how did he actually respond to throwing those interceptions?
You know, just said, my bad, smiled like he always does, and, you know, came over there and got coached up by our quarterback coach, Braylon Bamey. So, you know, and those two have created a great bond. I mean, hats off to our QB's coach of getting a kid ready for varsity football in 2 or 3 weeks and being able to have some success out there. So, you know, Braylon's done a great job with, you know, this young quarterback, and, you know, they continue to work together every day to get better and better each week.
What was it specifically from last week about the connection between Aiden Boyd and Tyreek Robbins that gave them nine catches for nearly 80 yards just between the two of them? Why were they clicking together?
You know, I think a lot of that goes into the extra work, you know, that all our receivers put in with Aiden, you know, staying after practice with our wide receivers coach, Javen Lane. You know, they get a lot of extra catches in. Like, he wants them to continue to get catches every day. So, you know, and that connection is growing. And it just so happens Tyreek's the one that seems to be open the most when Aiden's going through his reads because, you know, him and those wide receivers are starting to, you know, connect a lot in practice. And he's moving the ball around the field, getting other guys' touches. But those two have definitely connected a lot these last 2 weeks. And we're hoping that continues as the season goes on.
On the one hand, Tyreek Robbins has the nine catches, which is more than double of any other receiver on the day. On the other hand, Landon Lloyd's the one who had the touchdown. He's also the guy who tied Tyreek Robbins exactly for the team lead of 77 yards, including the 50-yarder and the touchdown. So take me through what Landon did right.
You know, Landon's kind of the senior out there as far as receivers. You know, we do use Darion Fellows as well, but Landon's kind of the senior that's been on offense all year. You know, and he's obviously a big target, and Landon's really enjoying his new role at wide receiver. You know, it's something he's played, you know, all his life, and, you know, what he does in 7-on-7 during the offseason. So, and like I said, having, you know, having a 6'3 receiver to throw to is always nice, definitely as a young quarterback, because he's easy to see. And Landon finds his, you know, self getting open. He's still fine-tuning his routes as the season goes on. But, you know, we've been very pleased with our wide receiver group and hoping that we can continue to spread the ball around the field.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. On the other side of this upcoming break, we're going to talk about the next game that is Friday against the undefeated Memorial Tigers right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop on week 6 of the Bossy Football Show with Stephen Mullen, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. All right, coach, so game week against Memorial, that is going to be a difficult test for any team in the SIAC. I don't care who you are. Every team in the SIAC is going to have their hands full against this Tiger team. So how are the Bulldogs approaching this bout?
Obviously – watching film, I don't know if a varsity team has scored on Memorial yet. I was kind of talking about that yesterday, and, I had another interview yesterday for their broadcast, and it's Mike Scavara, and he, head down, he's writing his notes, kind of the stuff I'm saying, and he asked, what do you think of Memorial? And I said, well, they're not very good. Totally joking, obviously. I just wanted to see his reaction, but we're just trying to worry about ourselves and get better each week. That's kind of been our plan, these last few weeks as we've kind of, tried to get this season back under control. But obviously, Memorial's a great football team. They got to be right now. I don't want to speak too early, but they're one of the better teams that we've seen Memorial have in the last few years. And they're fun to watch, to be honest. Since the Jasper game, we always kind of check on other teams, you get – Thursday, you're kind of tired of watching who you're playing and start checking out the other teams in the conference, kind of preparing some notes for them down the road.
Sure.
And since that week, I mean, they're very special. That 3A is already hard enough, and I'm sure those teams are pretty worried about them coming in there. Matthew Fisher is one of the biggest competitors I've ever seen. Mm. Diving for first down, stuff like that, extending plays. I mean, last year he came in against Jasper and threw a left-handed first down. Like, stuff you don't see a lot of high school quarterbacks doing. He's fun to watch as well as their defense. I mean, when you talk 11 hats to the ball, that's Memorial's defense. They fly around. There's not a lot of open throws for us, so it's stuff that our receivers are going to rely on trying to get open. But overall, I mean, I've enjoyed watching Memorial, you know, through the year, through scouting them. And, you know, we're excited for the challenge here on Friday.
So what's your message to the team? They know that Memorial is one of the better teams in the state and one of the better Memorial teams that the Tigers have had over the last few years. So when they're getting their helmet on and putting it on and getting dressed for this game, your lasting message to them will be what?
Score. You know, I kind of joked with Aiden. I took him home last night. And we're driving and we're talking Memorial. He's asking, you know, more about their defense and stuff. And I said, hey, that'd be pretty cool if a freshman's, you know, they might have had somebody give up a varsity touchdown. What I mean is usually it's when their JV defense
right.
is in when somebody scores. So, you know, I'm sitting there saying, it'd be pretty cool if you're the one to do it, you know, so kind of joking. But, you know, I think our kids are up for the challenge we, you know, had. You know, we're preparing very well this week. Kind of going through our pod work and working on specific things for Memorial. You know, we, like I told our kids, we played them pretty good last year and the year before. And we just got to continue to build on that and continue to build on this season and continue to get better. As you know, they're going to prepare us for what we're going to face in the sectional and what we're going to face when we play Wrights and Monterey as well. So we're hoping, you know, playing them is going to help us make us better, and hopefully we can give them a pretty good game.
That's Bossy head football coach Stephen Mullen here on WREF Week 6 of the Bulldog Football Show. Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing what Friday has in store. I know you guys are going to compete at a high level.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, we take a step aside. You've been listening to Week 6 of the Bossy Football Show.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. The Bossy Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.